This is Dr. Benny Tate, and you're listening to the Leads Club podcast, all about leadership, personal growth, and helping you grow in your walk with God. Our goal is simply to help you lead like never before in your church, business, home, or whatever platform God has given you. Our next Leads Club session begins now. We're so honored to have you here at Rock Springs Christian Academy. I started looking at the faculty. I was standing right over there and I was looking. I thought about 20 years ago when we started, we had about one third this many students. And it's amazing. It's amazing what God has done in the life of this school. And literally, that's what we want it to be. We want it to be a place where champions are raised up for Jesus Christ. Champions are raised up for Christ. See, people can get an education in a lot of places, but we want them to get a Christian education. Christ, unapologetically, faculty and staff, unapologetically, a Christian school. And I love what Dr. Falwell used to say. He said, if it's Christian, it ought to be better. If it's Christian, it ought to be better. And so I'm just thrilled and delighted that you're here. I'm going tomorrow. A school contacted me in Mississippi. I spoke at their graduation and they contacted me and they said, would you come back? And they talked to Don Mapp and Don said, why are you wanting him? He spoke at your graduation. What are you wanting to come back and do? And they said, we desperately need him to come back and train our staff in leadership. We desperately need him to come back and train our staff in leadership. And I said, well, if I'm traveling all over America and training school staffs in leadership, a good place to start would be right here at Rock Springs Christian Academy. Because look here, understand something. You say, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, I'm an administrator, whatever your role. Your role's there. And your leadership is here. You won't lift yourself as an administrator. You won't lift yourself as a teacher. You won't lift yourself as a coach. You won't lift yourself as a parapro until you lift your leadership. Because your leadership will be the lid on everything that you do in life. You show me an organization that's growing and expanded and becoming better. I'll show you an organization with proper leadership. Because I always remember this, faculty. Organizations don't grow around the leader. They never wake up and say, wonder how we got here. Organizations grow under the leader. You say, well, I want my class to really grow in knowledge and... You've got to grow as a leader. Because see, the football team doesn't grow around you. The football team grows under you. The fine arts doesn't grow around you. The fine arts grows under you. I want to share a scripture with you today that I believe will be a help to you. And I think this can be a real help to all of us today. It's in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17 says this. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Brief word of prayer. Lord, as we bow our heads and our hearts before you, I thank you for this wonderful staff. God, I thank you for the calling on their lives and the impact they're making in our most precious asset, that being our children. God, some are starting anew. I pray that you would be with them. Some are seasoned, but either way, I'm believing this is going to be the greatest year ever in the history of Rock Springs Christian Academy. I thank you for Mr. Bruce Reagan, God, Miss Kristen, God, Miss Marsha, Brother John. I thank you for our leadership. We have wonderful leadership. And I pray your continued blessing upon them. Have your will and way. And for all you do, we give you glory, honor, and praise, for I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take a few moments and I want to talk to you about discipline is a leader's best friend. Discipline is a leader's best friend. We've already established the fact that everyone listening to me today, in some capacity, you are a leader. Whether it's in your family, whether it's on the football field, whether it's on the basketball court, whether it's in the classroom, no matter what capacity, we've already established the fact that you are leaders. And I want you to understand something. Discipline is a leader's best friend. You say, Pastor, what is discipline? Well, here's what discipline is. Discipline is the ability to do what you have to do when you don't want to do it. Discipline is the ability to do what you have to do when you don't want to do it. It's like getting up this morning when perhaps you didn't want to get up, amen? It's mind over mattress, amen? It's mind over mattress. It's the ability to do what you have to do when you don't want to do it. Now, leading now for decades, this is what I see many times in young leaders. Many times in young leaders, in young professionals, I see a great talent, great talent. I see just that they've just been blessed with extraordinary talent. And what I'll observe, and I'll look at the talent that that young person has, and that because of that talent, that will lead to success. They'll start out with talent, but it will lead to success. But if they don't have discipline, the success will overtake the talent. And many times they will be disqualified from leading. See, discipline is a decision you make on good days that will carry you through the bad days. Discipline is a decision you make on good days that will carry you through the bad days. Here may be the most important thing I'll say. Discipline is the gift that leaders give themselves. Discipline is the gift that leaders give themselves. You say, Pastor Benny, I want to give myself something. Well, I want to tell you a great gift that you can give yourself. A great gift that you can give yourself is the gift of discipline. As you well know, I'm a football fan. And I'm a Tennessee football fan. But and that's God's favorite team. If that wasn't God's favorite team, why'd he put that big orange ball in the sky? That's God's favorite team. But Jerry Rice, a football player, said this. He said, today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. Today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. A mentor in my life from afar is a man by the name of Gordon MacDonald. Gordon MacDonald said these words. He said, if the practice is painful, the race will be pleasure. If the practice is painful, the race will be pleasure. Here's what I want you to understand. Deadlines is what everybody else will be giving you when you don't have discipline. You say, well, Pastor Benny, I'm always given deadlines. People seem to have to always give me deadlines. Deadlines, ladies and gentlemen, is what you get When you lack discipline. Now let me say something. Everybody has discipline. You say, well, preacher, that's so encouraging. Yes. Everybody has discipline in certain areas. Let me explain. You always make it to the party on time. You're always able to get to the pool. You make vacation every year. There's programs that you're always there's certain programs that you always have time to watch those. Every eating event, you seem to be there for it. See, I'm. You say, well, Pastor Benny, I just don't have discipline. Oh yeah, yes, you do have discipline. Everybody has discipline. But here's what I want to say to you, folks. You want to make sure that you're not giving your A discipline to the B areas of your life. Make sure you're not giving the A discipline to the B areas of your life. Oh, what I mean, you say, like Pastor Benny, what's the A areas of your life? Well, I've got to lead this church. I've got to preach on Sunday morning. They expect me to do that. I've got to lead this church. I've got to speak on Sunday morning. I've got to prepare. Now wait. I have preachers say to me, my church is just not growing. Just not growing. I say, well, I'm so sorry. And then I start asking questions. And I find out 3 times a week they make tee time at the golf course. And they're excellent golfers. See, they're disciplined. They make it 3 times a week. But see what they're doing, folks. They're giving their A discipline to a B area of their life. Young people, listen to me. Make sure you're not giving your A discipline to a B area of your life. Discipline is the ability to tell yourself no. Discipline is the ability to tell yourself no. Barbara and I go to a Mexican restaurant down Forsyth. And sometimes they'll bring the chips out there. And I'll eat the chips. And I'll dip the chips. And then I'll realize I'm eating too many chips. And so what I'll do intentionally, I'll push the chips away. Because I know if I don't get the chips out of my reach, I'll keep dipping. And see, folks, that's what we have to do in life. We have to push some things out of the way. We have to have enough discipline to tell ourselves no. I love what Aristotle said. He said, I count him braver who overcomes his desires than he who conquers his enemies, because the hardest victory is over self. Somebody said, he's causing me a lot of problems. She's causing me a lot of problems. Let me tell you something, folks, emphatically. The person that's caused me more problems than anybody is Benny Tate. The person that's caused me more problems than anybody is myself. If I kick the person in the backside who caused me the most problems, I wouldn't be able to walk for a week. Because Aristotle said it best. I count him braver who overcomes his desires than he who conquers his enemies, because the hardest victory is over self. Your discipline has to be bigger than your emotions. Your discipline has to be bigger than your emotions. You say, I'm just gonna operate on how I feel. You can't just operate on how you feel. Your discipline has to be bigger than your emotions. Well, Pastor, give us five disciplines. And these are five disciplines that every one of us need. Five areas, especially the person who's speaking. Five disciplines we need in our life. First of all is prayer. Prayer. Mark 1 and 35 says this concerning Jesus. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he departed into a solitary place and there prayed. In the morning, rising up a great while before day, he departed into a solitary place and there prayed. See, folks, I want you to understand something. Your spirit wants to connect with God. That's the good news. My spirit wants to connect with God. Your spirit wants to connect with God. But you've got to understand something. Our flesh is weak. Our spirit wants to connect with God, but our flesh is weak. That's why prayer has to be a discipline in your life. So, well, Brother Benny, I'm a young leader and I want to stand out in the crowd. A true leader will stand out in a crowd because a true leader has learned how to be alone without the crowd. A true leader has learned how to be alone without the crowd. Teachers, listen to me. This year, you're going to prepare a lot of lessons. The enemy had rather you prepare a lesson as prepare yourself. The enemy had rather you prepare a lesson 5 days a week as prepare yourself. I want to challenge you. Each day, have the discipline of prayer. There's a second discipline that we need. It's the discipline of hope. It's the discipline of hope. Psalms 42 verse 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Apparently David talked to himself. And I believe that's powerful, teachers, by the way, and staff. We need to quit listening to ourselves and start talking to ourselves. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Well, what's your soul? That's your mind, your will, and your emotions. "And why art thou disquieted within me?" Look what he said. "Hope thou in God." Hope thou in God. We need to say, "Holy Spirit, fill me with the discipline of hope. I want that discipline of hope. It's so important in my life." Napoleon said that leaders are dealers in hope. You want to win in life? Have the discipline of hope. Many of you are young. Some of us not so young. Some of us are recycled teenagers. Amen? But if you study the political landscape, you know who always won? You know who always won? I'll tell you who always won. It was always the politician that gave the American people hope. It was always the, you say, "Pastor Benny, can you prove it?" Oh, yes, I can. Kristen, your dad would know a man named Ronald Reagan who said, "It's morning again in America. It's morning again. Some of us remember a man by the name of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said, I still believe in a place called hope. Some of us will remember Barack Obama. Barack Obama said, yes, we can. Recently, we know Donald Trump. Let's make America great again. I'm not talking politically, folks. I'm just talking about the person who won was a person who gave people hope. And don't lose the discipline of hope. There's a third discipline you need in your life, and it's the discipline of growth. 1 Peter 2:2 says this, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Grow. See, teachers and staff, make sure you've got the discipline of growth. Sometimes people will say to me, I'm a teacher, and I'll say, well, that's wonderful. And they'll say, I want you to know, Pastor, I've got 30 years experience. And I'll spend a little time with that teacher. They don't have 30 years of experience. They've got 1 year of experience 30 times. And I want to challenge you. Keep growing. Keep the discipline of growth in your life. See, the enemy of learning is knowledge. The enemy of learning is knowledge. And you don't want to be a know-it-all. You want to be a learn-it-all. That's why you've got to keep growing. That's why you've got to keep developing. That's why you've got to keep trying to get better and better and better. George Patton said this. He said, for every 30 minutes of battle, he spent 4 hours in growth, in research. So, what's some disciplines we need? Prayer, hope, growth. Let me give you another discipline that we need. It's the discipline of preparation. The discipline of preparation. I love what Michelangelo said. He said, if people knew how hard I worked to achieve my mastery, it would not seem so wonderful after all. If people knew how hard I worked to achieve my mastery, it would not seem so wonderful after all. I believe, and I won't camp here long, I believe what many times is perceived as giftedness is nothing but discipline. I believe many times we observe a person and we think, oh, how gifted. But reality is oh, how disciplined. I challenge you. Staff, I challenge you. The discipline of prayer, the discipline of hope, the discipline of growth, the discipline of preparation. But then I leave you with one, and it's the discipline of worship. It's the discipline of worship. Look what Luke 4:16 says. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. Look, talking about Jesus. As his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Some of you are new, and I say this every year, and I want to say it today. Rock Springs Christian Academy is not your church. It's not a church. It's a school. Please don't take it for your worship. Please don't take it for your church, because it was never meant to be a church. It was never meant to be your place of worship. You said, Pastor Benny, do you want everybody to come to Rock Springs Church? No. I have no problem with where you go to church. No problem. But here's what I want you to know. You can't be what you ought to be to these students if you're not actively involved in a church serving the Lord. You can't be. 20 years I've been here. I've never had a parent ask me about the education level of any of my teachers. But I've had parents over and over say, where does he go to church? Where does she go to church? Because the reason why I pay the money, Pastor, is the spiritual formation in my child's life. Have the discipline of worship. I never wanted to start a school where people would take it as their worship. And by the way, if your children are here, I'm so glad your children are here. But it's not enough for your children to be here. Your children need to be in Sunday school. Your children need to be taught the custom and the discipline of going to church. It's not enough that you've just got them here. Now wait, and I'm almost done, but I really wanted to be helpful. You said, well, wait, Brother Benny, you gave us five disciplines. You gave us prayer, and you gave us hope, and you gave us growth, and you gave us preparation, you gave us worship. That's wonderful. But now, help us out. Let me give you three principles, and they're not in your outline, but I want to give you. I want to help you. I want to be real practical. Here's what I would say to you. Number one, write down where you need discipline. Write down. I mean, literally, write down where you need discipline. Just, hey, this is the area. Nobody, you know, you say, well, Pastor Benny, you're not seeing it. No, I don't want to see it. Write down where you need discipline. You say, well, Pastor Benny, where do you get this? Habakkuk 2:2, look what it says. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. That's what Habakkuk 2:2 says. So write down where you need discipline. Number two, Habakkuk 2:2, write down where you need discipline. Number two, ask God to help you. Say, God, it's an area. Look here. I need you to help me, Lord. I need you to help me. I need you to help me. So write down where you need discipline. Number two, ask God to help you. And then number three, teachers, listen to me very closely. Set up accountability. Set up accountability. Look what Ecclesiastes says. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him. I can't tell you how many men in this church have came to me with struggles and said to me, Pastor, every time will you see me, will you ask me how I'm doing? Nobody will ever know what you're asking about, but I know what you're asking about. What were they doing there? They're setting up accountability. You said, well, Pastor Benny, I got to be honest with you. I struggle in prayer. Well, why don't you get your prayer pro every day to say, did you have your prayer this morning? Or why don't you say to the prayer pro, did you have some time alone with God this morning? You said, Pastor Benny, it's a struggle. Hey, you said, well, it's growth in my life. Well, why don't you have one of your coworkers to say, what are you doing that's going to separate you from this time next year? How are you growing? You said, well, Pastor Benny, I got to be honest, it's church attendance. Well, why don't you have a coworker to call you every Sunday afternoon and say, by the way, was you in church today? You said, well, I don't, no, you have to be the one who initiates this for it to happen. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but the most effective weight loss program in America, does anybody know what it is? Weight Watchers. And I'm not trying to sell you on Weight Watchers. But you know why Weight Watchers is the most effective? Because you have to go and weigh in. It's not that it's some great program. There's accountability involved. One man said, I've got a terrible mouth. And he said to his friend, every week at the end of the week, will you ask me how many words of profanity I've used? He said, why? He said, well, if you'll just ask me at the end of the week, he said, I'm going to give $5 for every word of profanity that I've used to some organization. The first week, he said, have you done? He said, 11 times. He said, that'd be $55. He said, here. Next week, have you done? 12 times, that'll be $60 here. Next week, have you done? 10 times, that'll be $50 here. And his friend said, wait. Here's what I want us to do. You just let me know every time you use profanity at the end of the week, and I'm going to pay the $5. First week, 4 times, $20. Next week, 2 times, $10. He paid it. Next week, I didn't use any profanity. And the man said, I never would have stopped unless there was accountability in my life. And the reason why we don't set up accountability, folks, is we want to stay in the dark and keep doing what we're doing. But if we really want to change, we're open to accountability in our lives. Leaders, discipline is a leader's best friend.
Thank you for joining us for today's Leads Club session. We hope you feel encouraged and empowered. If you would like more information or resources about leadership, be sure and connect with me at BennyTate.info or follow me on social media at Pastor Benny Tate. Join us next week for more insights on leadership, personal growth, and encouragement in your walk with God to help you lead at the next level.